So, it's interesting. Your case really has made me think about something that probably you and your colleagues have been thinking about for a long time, but it sort of just hit me, which is sort of the quote, old paradigm of upfront treatment of metastatic disease really is going to be completely changed and shifted because you're going to have all these people who've gotten antiandrogens before they ever have mets. So, your patient, who I don't think is going to be that unusual, probably isn't right now. If he does develop metastatic disease, at first metastatic disease will be on an antiandrogen. So the question is, what's next? And if it's a patient with bone-only disease, you have the option of radium. But if it's a patient who has significant disease outside, then the question is, what's next? And that kind of seems like it would tie in to your big paper at ESMO, looking at cabazitaxel in patients progressing on hormone therapy. But I was thinking about that more like for Mets, but maybe it's going to be more like this.
You're probably quite right indeed. We will see more and more patients receiving strong AR targeting agents in the earlier situations. That's very true. Either metastatic de novo or non-metastatic, which means that when they progress, we need to invent a new clinical management for these men. So obviously, I think there are at least two quite strong messages for our colleagues regarding those situations. One is that, unfortunately, sequencing AR targeted agent after the other doesn't really work. So I think this is very important to remember. It's easy doing, of course, because it's just, a prescription and a piece of paper, and your next patient is almost in front of you. But it doesn't work. Of course, it's expensive on top of that. And your patient might well come back to you in 3 to 4 months from now with symptoms because you've not been able to treat his cancer. So this is the bad news, but we need really to be aware of that and probably to stop sequencing, say, abiraterone and enzalutamide, and very likely that's also true for apalutamide and darolutamide. We don't have data, but it's very likely.